From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today last joined us about 5 or 6 years ago back in our old studio and has a brand new record out called See the World. It's Brett Denon. Hello, sir. Welcome back.
Hi, Eric. It's good. It's good to be here.
Where are you today? I see like fish on the wall behind you.
I am in a 1990s vacation rental house in Rio del Mar, Aptos, California. It's Santa Cruz, but it's a couple towns south of Santa Cruz proper.
Right, right on. I mentioned new record called See the World. Prior to that, there was Here's Looking at You, Kid, and Let's, and before that, Por Favor. It has been some time since there has been new music from Brett Denon. What's going on?
Well, I've been working. I haven't been doing nothing. I mean, instead of making an album, I did two EPs in consecutive years, and then, well, we had a kid, and so that took up a lot of time. Thank you. And I've been writing in tons of songs, and then, well, then there was the lockdown that we all went through, and
was there something? I don't.
Yeah, scary times. So I spent a lot of time doing home improvement stuff for a year and a half.
Now, where are you living now?
We live in Ventura, California. It's close to Santa Barbara. It's a little sleepy beach town. Mm. Lots of surfing and agriculture.
Right on.
Yeah,
it's good place to call home base and raise a kid.
Yeah, it's great. It's not. We live in a really small house. I was about to say tiny house, but it's not a tiny house like the trend of tiny houses. It's just a small bungalow. So I imagine Van's gonna, in a few years, he's gonna outgrow his bedroom, and we're gonna need to move. And we'll probably, when that happens, we'll probably be done with the beach, and we'll probably move back up to Northern California. But right now, it's amazing. You know, his front yard is a sandbox with an ocean attached to it.
That's very cool. You've mentioned that See the World title track from this new record is really kind of motivated by him, by your son, right?
It started that way. I got the idea for the song just watching him crawl around, and I wanted to write a song in tribute to him and write a song about, you know, this is what I've seen, and now I want you to go experience life. And when I didn't really know where else to go with the song, and, you know, I had the days go by, get out and see the world as the chorus. But then when I was like, the chorus needs something more, and I thought of With Your Own Eyes, and then that really opened up the door for so much more for me, because seeing the world through your own eyes, learning from your own experience, led me to where I am now, which is everybody. I think everybody needs to get out and see the world with their own eyes. Everybody needs to get a passport. Everybody needs to go and get out of their comfort zone. It'll build a lot more empathy and understanding, and more importantly, just recognizing that we are all connected. Humans are all connected, and it's a powerful thing when you realize that, and a lot of good can come from that understanding.
That concept's been a big part of your life forever,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you've traveled a lot, you've visited a lot of places. What is so important for you to get out and experience those things? What does it do for you?
Well, as an artist, as a writer, a poet, a songwriter, so much inspiration is gained from getting out and getting lost and seeing how other people live and feel and connect. But I think I think there's so much wisdom. There's wisdom to be gained from travel and from getting outside yourself. And I just think we have a real big problem in America, I think, with a sense of entitlement. And the more you get outside of yourself and get outside of your town and your city and your family, you see that people all over the world behave in the same ways, and we all want similar things. And the more you do that, the less entitled you feel. I think we have such a problem in this country of white nationalism and, you know, separatism and all that, and I just, like, you can't tell me that if everybody had a passport and everybody traveled and everybody went to a village somewhere and saw how other people lived, you would have a bigger understanding that it's a big world, but we're all the same to some degree.
Yeah. Are there places still on your bucket list or places that you've already been to that you just can't wait to get back to because it resonates with you?
I've only been to Africa once, and I've only been to South America once. Mm. So if I could get to those continents again for the next 40 years of my life, I would be, that's a goal.
Right on. Brett Denon is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. His brand new album on Mick Music, out today, is called See the World. His website is brettdenon.live, by the way. And speaking of, I'd love to hear a tune. What do you want to play for us first today?
Well, since we're talking about it, I'll do See the World.
Fantastic. Brett Denon playing for us today on JPR Live Sessions. The title track from his new record called See the World. Thanks, man. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Huh. Yeah.
So how have things changed for you since the little one? I mean, the little one predates the pandemic, so obviously there's been an additional change there. But even before that, things were probably changing drastically.
Yeah, everything is a lot harder now. And touring is different because either I'm away, which the pandemic is very similar. Like a pandemic, everything shut down, and now I have a chance to do everything again. And so I'm trying to take things less, do less taking things for granted. And that's the way it was when Van was born. It's like, okay, now I have another chance to do it all over again because there's a new life attached to me, and I don't want to take things for granted. And when I'm out on the road, I want to live fully and be present so that when I come home, I can live fully and be present. And then there's a lot of him and Christina coming out on the road with us too, and that's challenging in its own right, but it's a lot of fun, and I can't wait to do that when he's a little older. And I could somehow work that into his schooling. You know, I'm playing a show and I say, here's $20, go to this museum and come back and tell me what you learned. I think that would be an awesome way to raise a kid. But yeah, everything's much more special. Everything is harder. Everything's more meaningful. And the highs and lows are much more intense.
Does it feel now with this new record coming out and a lot of the restrictions in the country starting to lift that it's close to being back to normal yet, or are things still a little weird?
It's a little weird. I'm here in Santa Cruz right now, and I have a show that I'm booking, but it's a venue I've never played before, and it's outside of town, and all the really well-known legacy venues in Santa Cruz are all shut down still. So yeah, I mean, I'm lucky that I have shows and I'm touring, and there's a lot of musicians touring. I've seen big acts put up some big concerts for 2022, but I've also known of some big acts try to put up concerts for this year and they've canceled them already. So it's a gamble still.
Yeah. Well, I hope you can get up this way at some point.
Oh, I will. Yeah. Believe me.
You know, a lot of artists, when going out on tour and doing shows, have tried to leverage their popularity and their following into some sort of social cause by having a booth at the show or an information table of some sort where they're handing out information or collecting names for various causes. You've done a couple of things that are a little bit more advanced than that I'd love you to talk about, the Lift series and the Vacationer series. How did those ideas arise, and what are they exactly?
Well, I started the same way you were describing. I used to always have local nonprofits come out and have a booth by the merchandise table. And I did a couple of tours where I would have members of the organizations come up on stage and talk. But none of those really, at least they weren't fulfilling me. And it's just as time went on, I noticed that touring just has gotten a lot more competitive. It's because more people tour these days, I think, because there's more money to be made in touring than anywhere else in the industry. And so I started doing niche touring. Like I go out for a month in the winter in ski towns, and I play for mountain towns that have ski resorts, and I do some skiing. And I just thought, well, I've always wanted to combine every show or what I'm doing with some kind of a give back component. I just didn't know the way to do that. And I thought, well, there's got to be organizations here in these ski towns that I could just partner with, and they can educate me, or we can ski together, or we can get some local people to come ski with us. But that was the original idea, and that's how it started. But since then, building relationships with towns and with people, we found out a lot more organizations that are doing great work. So I'll go visit them, and I'll film it, and I'll get to know it, and then I'll promote them, and they'll promote me and the tour, vice versa. And so now that Lift Series tour has become a tour of three elements: music, skiing, and community outreach. And we've done that tour for 5 years, and it just keeps getting bigger and better. And we do the same thing in the summer with the summer vacation town tour where I'll go play some little quiet town that in the wintertime in New England is boarded up, but in the summer it's just there's traffic all the way out of town, and I'll play a show, and then we'll go do a beach cleanup or some sort of a river trail restoration project, and we'll get local community members to come and volunteer, and I'll play music for them while we eat lunch, and then we'll all go do the show, and they'll all come to the show, and we'll film that and promote it. And it's tiring,
yeah,
but yeah. It's certainly more meaningful, and I look forward to it more so than any other tour, because typical tours, you just go to a town, and you park, and you wake up in a town, and you play a show, and there's not much time to do anything else. This allows me to see a town and to meet people.
What part of those events means most to you? The show, the conservation initiative, like the watching the community improve in a way? Like, what part of it brings you the most joy?
I think the we call them activations, when we do those, because it gets me outside. I'm a pretty avid outdoor person. I love exploring the outdoor world, and sometimes there's surfing or skiing, like I said, or sailing. It gets me to see the landscape, to really see the natural resources that towns have to offer or regions have to offer. And I get to meet people, and there's usually kids there. And so any day outside doing something fun, working with your hands is a great day. And then it makes the show, it gives me something to talk about on stage that night. Yeah.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Brett Denon is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. Information online, brettdenon.live. Will you play us another tune?
Yeah, this is another song from the record. This is called Paul Newman Daytona Rolex, or PNDR, or I don't know. You call it whatever you want, but I call it Paul Newman Daytona Rolex. Paul Newman Daytona Rolex.
That's Brett Denon playing for us today on JPR Live Sessions. Paul Newman Daytona Rolex. Now, did you know what this was, or did you stumble across the name and thought, man, that could make for an interesting set of lyrics?
Well, the first verse is
now, you
somewhat...
don't have one, right?
No, I don't have a watch. The first verse is somewhat true. One night on tour, I was watching Antiques Roadshow, and a guy brought in a Paul Newman model Rolex Daytona, and he had bought it, and he was a pilot, and all the pilots were buying them, and he bought it for a few hundred dollars in the 70s, and it got appraised on the show for $170,000. And I said, whoa. And then I grabbed my computer and I looked them up, and then you can find watches like Rolex Daytonas, the Paul Newman models, you can find them, ones that are so rare they're worth $3 million.
Wow.
So I thought that's a really cool concept for a song. So then I made myself be the one who has the watch, who doesn't want to sell it, and had it appraised. But it only got me so far. It took me a few weeks or a few months, even after writing that first verse and chorus, to come up with the idea to change it in the second verse. Because I started thinking, am I really writing a song about a watch here? Like, who's going to care about this? And I was like, no, this song should be about value. That's the real story. Like, this watch started out at this price, now it's valued at that price. And then once that I had that idea, I thought, okay, now, well, what's the most valuable thing? Those are things you can't put a price on. World peace, bringing back the water. I mean, in California, we have such a there's wars over water, and there's so many dams in the rivers, and rivers are polluted, and water is shipped down to Southern California or used to grow almonds and feed the world of almonds, and we're starving for water in California. So I thought I'd put a little thing in, bring back the crystal rivers and Mother Nature's creatures and peace on earth and feed the hungry, and those are the things that are most valuable to me.
I get a sense from having chatted with you and read about some of your interests and your love of outdoors that time is kind of measured in terms of it's daytime or it's nighttime, and much more than that doesn't really make that much difference.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, that is true to an extent. When I'm living my best, fulfilling life, it's right there. When I follow the sun, and I think most people would probably argue, if you wake up as it's getting light and you get really tired as the sun's going down, I think you're living a good life.
Right on. Well, in radio, we care about seconds. So unfortunately, I'm in a little bit different world. But I can appreciate the sentiment nonetheless. Hey, before you got into music, I know that you were a visual artist. You did painting and have really picked it up again. I don't know if that was motivated by the pandemic and your inability to tour, but you've started selling these things online. They're very, very good.
Thanks. Well, I've been painting for a long time, and sometimes I sell paintings at shows.
And it's watercolor, right?
Yeah. But I've wanted to figure out how to have some sort of a secondary career with art. And so Christina, my lady, and I just started cranking out paintings, and she started selling them on Etsy. And then together we created a brand called Denon Goods, where we take my artwork and her graphic design, and we put them on posters, and now we're starting to put them on T-shirts, and we're hoping to build a brand that encompasses all the things that we've talked about, giving back and living well. Actually, our motto is live well, do good, and we plan to go out and travel the country in a minivan and sell T-shirts and put on events, just like I do with my touring.
Cool. One of the things that you did recently online is started this little series called The Most Beautiful Thing You Saw Today.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that for anybody who hasn't come across this.
Well, we were thinking about, with the album See the World and the song See the World, thinking about just trying to engage people in simple things that they see as the most beautiful thing. So, you know, we're in the process of reawakening and emerging from our caves. And it's not necessarily about waking up at sunrise and taking the most beautiful sunrise picture. It's like, whoa, what did you do this last weekend? Well, family and I, we finally got to go jump in the car and visit grandma in Fresno. And I took a picture of the off ramp or whatever. It's that sort of thing. Like, what are these simple things that are the most beautiful? Like, what is giving you the feeling inside that, oh, the world's opening up again and we're getting out and doing things again? So right, that's on. What it is.
And it's just what, little pictures or little video clips that people are sharing with you on
social media? Just put them on social media, tag me in it, and I repost it, and I share my things as well.
Right on. Well, the new record is really cool. I've been lucky enough to be able to listen to it now for a few weeks in preparation for our chat. Will you play us one more tune?
Sure. I'm going to do an older one. Already Gone.
Oh, right on.
From a couple EPs ago.
Fantastic.
Coffee or conversation, get the feeling I stay too long. Suspicious as it's subway station, bye-bye, I'm already gone. Bye-bye, I'm already gone. I went down to Tallahassee, pink flamingos on the lawn. The girls were rough and the boys were nasty, bye-bye, I'm already gone. Bye-bye, I'm already gone. So pay the rent, don't leave no evidence. I'm history, I'm gonna get free. Already gone, already gone, already gone. Got in shape and grew my hair long. Made some friends singing karaoke. Bye bye, I'm already gone. Bye bye, I'm already gone.
Called Already Gone. Brett Denon, my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. He's got a new record out called See the World. You can find information at brettdenon.live. Brett, thanks again for doing this and being inside for 30 minutes. Go back outside now and enjoy the world.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet.